horror than horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
Hey, we're back. Season 2, Episode 1.
Recovering
from last week.
From our night on the town.
Mega triumphant
fiasco
of horror in the boulevard, which...
I haven't got the archive up yet because the editing is such a difficult task, dude.
I'm sure it's a train wreck.
Hey, that son of a bitch went over well.
It was great.
What a fucking blowout Saturday was. Good God, man. There was a ton of people there.
So many people.
And it was announced, for those who did not attend, it is becoming an annual event, which means the second week of October 2012 will be the second Horror on the Boulevard. And Mr. Tim Sweeten, I'm sure, is already hard at work at...
Oh, yeah. He's throwing them out there, getting everybody ready, getting fired up. He's a publicity machine, man.
I talked to him tonight. He called and set up some stuff with me. We're going to be doing some pretty cool stuff for next year.
So,
I think they're going to do a haunted house, and they even are probably going to include me on that.
Oh
boy.
A drive-in haunted house. How
but
cool
I know,
is that?
I know we was asked back next year.
Asked back?
Asked back. But Mr. Brian Willett was there selling the goods.
Yeah, I scored on some goodies there, brother.
Yeah, I picked up the remake of Humanoids from the Deep.
The Nest.
On VHS, which I haven't watched yet, but I'm looking forward to digging into that this weekend.
I finally grabbed myself by my cojones and put The Nest in and put my phobia of cockroaches to the side.
Did you like The Nest?
It was good, man. It had some good gore in it.
Great movie.
The Nest is a good flick.
Talk about underrated. I mean, you don't even hear about that movie.
Try to find that son of a bitch on DVD sometime.
Well, it was $45 on VHS on eBay.
Jesus, man. Thanks. I tell you what, it's a great film.
I paid $2 for it.
Yeah. If anybody in Kansas City area has got a VHS fetish, I kind of still find myself liking to buy the videotape every once in a while. Go check out Brian over at the Super Flea Mart, I think is what it is.
40 Highway.
Yeah.
Laser discs.
Yep, laser discs, DVD, VHS, Blu-ray.
Big old crazy box sets.
Yep, check him out. He's a good guy. So, and he, if he doesn't have it at the store, by God, he can tell you if he's got it or not, because Lord knows he rattled off a ton of shit that he didn't have at the drive-in that night, but I'm sure he's got it at the other place.
Lord have mercy. That's crazy.
I'm still kind of recovering from having the original Jason doing commentary while Friday the 13th was just playing in the background.
You're having so much fun. One of the parts that's so hard for me to edit is the fact that he's interviewing people and you're talking right over the top of him. You're over there just going to town about crazy stuff. There's a baseball. There's a baseball over here. There's a toilet.
There's a lot going on.
Well, I didn't even know he was really talking. I thought he, because I'd look over and then you were talking to somebody. And I'm sitting there like,
he's
talking to a guy
one.
About a band thing. And then I was like, dude, we're doing our show here. What's going on?
I turn my mic off when I do that.
So that's what I figured. I figured he was talking to that girl and you had the mics off. So we just
no, he's over there interviewing the people about being at the event. Oh,
the blood girl.
Yep.
Blood girl.
The blood girl that came up looking for blood.
Well, what about the crazy... The crazy vampire people next to us that were doing the airbrushing were fucking boobies about fell out four times.
Yeah, she was in a
state of bliss.
She was in a state of mind.
There was a lot going on. So
great costume contest, kids running around everywhere.
Fucking
seen that young generation, man, at the drive-in. I mean, that they're gonna remember that night forever. They changed some people's lives that night.
We gave away a ton of free movies and T-shirts. Yeah. Todd fucking raided the giveaway pile. Bastard.
I couldn't help myself.
I ain't got that one yet. Son of a bitch. Trying to give shit to our listeners, and our fucking producer's stealing shit out of the goddamn giveaway pile.
I couldn't help myself. Halloween 3, I don't have it. All I got's that old shitty cardboard one. It doesn't even, it's letterbox, but it doesn't even fill your screen because it's not anamorphic, so you got to watch it in the middle of your cool-ass widescreen TV like a little square. Like a Lego block in the middle of your TV. You know, you shouldn't wave stuff like that in front of me. I'm going to gnaw on it.
Hey, young kid, would you like a T-shirt? I'll take it.
What is that? What size? XL, that's mine, bitch.
$1.50 hot dogs, corn dogs.
Yeah. Crazy huge fucking Cokes.
Oh, deep fried tacos.
Deep fried tacos.
You love those.
I must ate 50 of them over 2 days.
Don't forget your fucking snow cone.
Yeah, they bolted out quick, man.
They didn't make it there Saturday. They would have told a shitload Saturday.
Yep.
But it was good times, good times.
Great oldies.
I got to give. Was you there at the very end when I gave that kid the bucket of candy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if you got to see that.
Me and my dad can sell this.
He sat there and looked at us for like 5 minutes. He thought we were bullshitting him about the candy
bucket.
Where's
the razor blade, sir?
Yeah, I had a good time.
It was fantastic.
Fantastic times. Good times. Good times. Just the fact that you'd yell out free DVD and people wouldn't even stop.
There was so much going on.
I'd be so fucking attuned to that. If somebody yelled out free DVD, I'd be like, where? I mean.
Well, we're nuts. Let's be honest. These people are drunk. They're walking around half lit. They're thinking about other stuff.
Every form of zombies represented in the costume contest.
I still say that family that dressed up like the Scooby-Doo character should have won.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
They were fun.
That and the fact that the dad looked like John Cleese in drag. That right there. That's a double costume. Double costume win.
There were some good ones.
But anyway.
Then we went right in from that to Human Centipede 2.
Yep. And Zombie. Full cheese Zombie.
Zombie.
Both in the same night.
We're fucking thrill takers.
I don't know, man. A zombie, I'm there for. But you guys are telling me I got
to
see this.
You have
second
to
one, right?
See.
You have to see it in the theater.
Just totally. When you go watch Human Centipede 2, take the first film completely out of the equation. Because the 2 at the end of Human Centipede doesn't mean that it's a sequel. So, and it's like I was telling Tim, it's got this complete David Lynch feel to it from start to finish. I mean, it's just the most bizarre collection of characters that, I mean, it's fucking Eraserhead is what it is. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, you keep waiting for some little mutated baby to come crawling out from the
shadows.
I mean,
there were scenes, the whole scene in the, you know, spoiler alert, if anybody doesn't want to listen, just go ahead and turn the volume down and come back and say, about 5 minutes. But the whole scene, when they go into his apartment... And the whole scene with the doctor and the mom, that's right out of fucking David Lynch, dude, when he goes and meets what's-her-name's parents. Yeah. I mean, just, and the whole time, I mean, he speaks not one bit of dialogue through that whole movie. And it's all just, just little sudden gestures and actions and little coos and just squeals.
Fart sounds.
Yeah, fart sounds and just completely...
Snack packs.
I think Todd would enjoy it, not just because what the content, but I think out as a filmmaker, he would enjoy. Because like I said, it's not your typical... It doesn't feel like a movie. I mean, it's not your typical...
It needs to be played on Christmas on a loop.
And I think a lot of it has... Day. And I think a lot of it has to do that it was shot in black and white. It gives it a whole completely different feel.
Yeah. Well, like you said, there's no way that would ever be able to get any kind of a rating if that was in color.
Yeah, if they would have showed that the way it was tonight in full color, he would have never been able to get a movie made again. There'd been no
way.
You
know what? They need to have the balls to put it out on Blu-ray in both. I think we was
talking about that on the way back.
I don't know if I'd like to see it in color, man. It's so beautiful in black and white.
It's one of those things. Like I used to say, you have to suspend disbelief and just let your mind do a lot of the work on it because. I think, like Tim said, it would ruin it if it was in color because it would take a lot away from it.
You have to come adrift into the poo.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Become one with so the much poo.
But it definitely holds its own as a movie because it's in black and white. And I think it would just be another gore splatter film if it was in color. I think it holds itself as a film as being black and white. It's got, you know, the film itself becomes a character.
He just stacks so much absurdity in the last 15 minutes. It's just one thing. You just have to laugh at it. It's such overload.
But it wasn't like a gratuitous type of thing. It wasn't like...
Well...
Well, to a certain extent. But, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, like how he started out. He only did it to one person.
Right.
He didn't do the same thing to all the people and then keep going back and doing the same thing to everybody over and over again. It was like... He'd show you this part of the event on one person, and he'd move to the next person.
I'm going to have to research the actor that played Martin, because that guy
was awesome.
I can't imagine him, anybody else playing that role but him. I mean, he just was perfect.
But, so, I mean, check your... I know it's playing...
And there will be a drinking game, I believe, when that comes out.
Yes.
Every time he has to take a suck on his inhaler,
you have to drink. You have to take a drink. But check your local listing to see if it's playing in a theater near you. I know it's playing probably a lot of the smaller theaters.
Crawling out of a rock in a theater near you.
But what are they playing? It's 7, 9, and 11 tonight. It's a Saturday at the Screenland Theater.
Too bad they weren't playing Fulci at midnight like they were supposed to be. It says right on the Blue Underground website, midnight movies, and yet here in Kansas City it's at 9 o'clock.
Well, everybody, they've got a curfew down in Westport. If you're down there at midnight, you're going to get fucking shot.
Oh, so there's a curfew now unless you're drunk. Then it's okay to be there till 3 a.m.
I'm not going down to Westport at midnight.
You want to go see Human Centipede tomorrow?
Oh, no.
Come on.
Come on, Todd.
I'm torn.
If you want to go see it, I'll go with you. I'll go see it again.
I'm just curious. I want to hear more feedback on it because...
I might be able to go with the 11 o'clock one because I got to do...
Batman makes an appearance in it.
Shit, I'd be there. Too bad it's not true. Why do you have to mess with me?
He's the middle segment.
Get out of here.
I think I honestly... I'll put it this way. You buy a ticket to Human Centipede, and if you don't like it, I'll refund the ticket price to you. See, I'll give you the $8 back.
How can you give that?
I don't know. That's a pretty good offer right there. Jeez.
I'll give you the $8 back if you don't enjoy Human Centipede.
You guys remember the black and white segment of Kill Bill and how they made a stink over that, and we were lied to, even by Quentin, which kind of disappointed me because I like Quentin a lot, but I don't think he realized either. But, you know, they were saying, oh, nothing's been cut. It's just been changed to black and white. Well, you know it lost 7 minutes out of that segment.
Right. Well,
that's one of the funny, speaking of Quentin, they poke him pretty good in this one.
Do they?
Yeah. Well, it's not really a poke.
Well, I think it is.
No, because him and Six are pretty good. Friends, I don't.
Really?
Yeah,
he just doesn't invite Six to any of his parties.
But it definitely. If after watching the movie, you'll understand why. I mean, after you
what
watch
them, what else has Six done besides Human Centipede?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Junk.
But what I'm saying is,
wasn't he a music, video, music video guy or something?
I don't know.
Huh.
I just know that, honestly speaking, that movie wouldn't have been nearly as cool in color than it was in black and white. And not because I like black and white film, but I, like I said, the film itself became a character. Everything was.
Oh, the shots and the, where he had everybody with the lights flickering
well,
out.
Well, I mean, just the whole
lit shadows.
Well, everything was wet and everything was just dismal looking, because for one, it takes place, I assume, in London or somewhere in England. And then two, every time there's a scene that's either outside, it's fucking raining or has rained.
And even every time you think that it couldn't get more bleak, he drops it down.
And then, but then,
why the hell do I want to watch this?
But then and again, well, there's a part of the movie, and honest to God, I sit there and thought, you actually feel sorry for him.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you know where he's headed, but there's a scene where it kind of exposes his background, and you're kind of sitting there going, you know, I kind of feel sorry for the guy, you know, because obviously of the, you know, after you learn the backstory of his parents and you see the type of person that he is, you know, it's just one of those deals, you know, where it's just.
And the scene with his mom, I mean, good Lord.
Right.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was pretty intense right there. But just the whole fact of him, basically his dad doing what his dad did to him, but then yet his mom's blaming him for it, wishing that he was dead and his dad was out of prison. You're thinking, really? But then again, there's people out there like that, you know. So, but definitely check it out. I'm sure you could probably go to the Human Centipede 2 website.
I think a lot of people probably aren't going to go see it because they're busy standing in line waiting for Paranormal 2 or 3.
I might go see that this weekend.
Todd, did you go see that?
I did.
See? Todd went and seen it. He didn't go see Human Centipede 2.
I got to tell you, though, it...
My oldest said she seen it and said she loved it. Didn't like the first two. Didn't think they were scary. Thought they were dumb. She said this one was scary. And
well, I'll tell you something. It's definitely... if you've watched the first two... You kind of got to suspend, like he was talking earlier, your belief system, because it really tinkers with the backstory a bit. It wasn't the same director, and you could tell, because there was like, there's, I don't want to ruin it for you, but there's things in there that will make you go, now why the hell wouldn't they have known this in the first or the second, considering this is way before those two? Now, we knew in the first one she'd mentioned, well, her sister kind of was into the weird stuff. And then the second one, we saw her sister, and they were kind of talking about, well, when we were kids, or, you know, we kind of got into some goofy stuff, and we used to believe in ghosts and this and that, but they never really elaborate. Now, the stuff that happens in the third one, you're going to go, how in the hell wouldn't they go, holy shit, not again? I mean, because you know what I'm saying? I mean, the stuff that happens in this movie, there's no way they would forget that. No way. And they talked about their mom in the second one being into this stuff. Well, she's not into it at all
right.
in the third one, and so that's why it's like there's a few things I don't want to ruin, but you really got to ignore that. But once you ignore it, there's things in the movie that are really probably the scariest out of the series. I mean, it doesn't scare me at all, but the place was sold out, 5 theaters sold out, and it was I was sitting there in kindergarten.
Oh, there was Thursday night, there was 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock,
there was
midnight,
only supposed to be a damn
and a
midnight, yeah. And
for that midnight showing of it.
But this damn AMC, they got to mess everything up. But
and my girls went up and watched it.
There was no one there at 10, though. It was like 8 people. Yeah. But then at midnight, because that's the only thing they advertise on TV, everybody was there, and it was, dude, KinderCare. Mm-hmm. I got to put out a one thing. Look, man. I had to turn to the guy next to me because they just wouldn't quit talking. I mean, if you're coming for a glee club, stay the hell home or go to Perkins.
Well, that's the dingbat we had right in front of us. She was a little Italian princess.
Yeah, she was a princess.
That every 30 seconds had to pull her fucking cell phone out.
I'm not a horror fan. I'm a princess.
Update her Facebook status. And
dude, I would have kicked her in the back of her goddamn head.
I was about half tempted to just reach up behind her real softly and just yell in the back of her throat.
I was
going to
stand.
Fucking phone off.
There was an empty seat right in front of him, and I almost, if she pulled out her phone one more time, I was going to stand up, take that seat right in front of him, and just flip my phone open and just start fucking flashing around in front of him. See what her little Jersey Shore boyfriend was going to say.
I'll take them all out.
I'll stab you in the neck with my popcorn popper.
I will fucking shove these docks up your ass.
Exactly. You kind of get, well, and for us, I finally had to turn to the guy, and the girl that was with him was just this, there was like seven of them, but the one sitting right next to me was this crazy religious chick who's like, I'm going to have to go to church all day to get this out of my system. I'm like, lady, I'm about ready to rip your throat out myself. She's like, this is going to make me gag. I said, that's nothing compared to what my foot's going to do. I actually finally said it. Man. And the boyfriend looked at me, and I was like, and you, man, shut up. And the guy on the other side of me starts laughing hysterically, you know, the jock kid that was on the other side, because he was actually being cool. He was scared shitless. This jock, great big bull football player
ridiculous.
Guy.
Ridiculous. When did all this courtesy just go out the fucking window, man?
Well, they don't ever have courtesy, because when they're introduced to movies at the age, they're fucking used as a babysitting tool, so mom and dad can get lost for an hour and a half and not have to worry about it. Nobody teaches them how to fucking be quiet in a movie theater. But I mean, it was cool at Zombie. People were laughing and kind of joking. But then again, you've seen the movie. You know, anybody who went and seen it's obviously seen it at least 5 million times already.
Well, there was a few people there that had never seen it, because I was overhearing some of their comments. I thought, this looks like an aged film for a new movie. How did they get that H look?
Oh, my goodness.
Some bitch, it's 7 and 8, sweetheart. But, all right, let's move on to topics. So, Zombie played. Beautiful color, I must add.
Yeah, Blue Underground does a nice job. I'm curious to see what they do to House by the Cemetery.
Well, that's what I was going to say next. So, anybody who's interested in Zombie, the 2-disc special edition comes out this Tuesday on Blu-ray and DVD, and also releasing the same day as Lucio Fulci's House by the Cemetery, which is also a 2-disc special edition DVD or in Blu-ray. So get to your local video vendor and make sure you get a copy of those. And you can have Fulci all night, but man, goddamn, that fucking color was nice. That blood pops.
If they could only overdub that fucking music. It instantly just started tickling my eyelids, man. I was just like, oh, I'm going out.
I love that movie.
I'm going out.
I love that music. What's wrong with you?
But that when that first fucking throat scene hit, man, and it showed that fucking blood, that was fucking nice.
Yeah.
I mean, that blood looked real, you know. It wasn't that fucking transparent, see-through fucking strawberry Kool-Aid
shit. The zombie
shit.
In the ocean fighting the sharks kind of.
It's hokey, but it's cool.
Hokey. He's fighting a fucking shark, man. Shark.
You guys are so wrong on so many levels. That's such a great film. There's nothing hokey about that movie.
There's
great.
There's a lot hokey about that movie. Some of the dialogue.
If you want to see hokey, watch Burial Ground. There's hokey.
Well, that's hokey. But to some of the dialogue in
that's what I said.
Zombie.
We need to just do a collage, a 30-second opening collage for the show of just Fulci's overdubbed women screams.
That's all. The best of all is Catriona McCall.
There's probably 60 of them in fucking Zombie where they're just, really, Broad? You're just going to sit there and scream and let this fucking zombie stick your eyeball on the splinter?
Yeah, but you have to admit, in Gates of Hell, when Catriona McCall lets out that scream, man, that's the best out of all the movies.
Right. But there is some fucking, you sit through that sub bitch and you watch it, there's some fucking hokey-ass dialogue in there where you're like, and then, like, the whole fact where the guy's girlfriend gets her fucking throat bit out, he fucking picks up her blood-soaked body, hugs her, gets up, turns around towards the camera, and runs, and there's, like, a little speck of blood on his arm and a little bit on the lower part of his
T-shirt.
And then later on, like...
The Molotov cocktail is where they throw 15 of them and it ignites the first time right in a row.
But then the next time you see the guy who hugged his girlfriend, the whole entire damn near front of his T-shirt is completely drenched in blood. And I'm thinking, okay, that's a good edit.
See, that's why Human Centipede...
That son of a bitch didn't have any edits.
It had poo everywhere. There was poo from the opening scene.
So you guys just want me to come down here and saw a gag. That's what it is.
Dude, you can't see it. You don't know whether it's shit or blood in that movie. Because it's in black and white.
I think it's both the whole way through. I think it's bloody stool.
Nice.
Blood stool. Blood stools.
How nice.
Yes.
And the soundtrack was even just...
I don't even remember much of a soundtrack.
It just it wasn't anything. It just those the creaks and weird whistles and it fit perfect with it.
Like I said, it had a really
It just it kind of escalated as he started snapped and
it just had a really heavy David Lynch feel to it. I mean,
yeah, I was waiting for little mutant babies to come crawling out of the shadows.
Or a little fucking mutant woman
I'm
to start.
I'm just going
to
kick out Griff adjusting the microphone with his head. That's kind of cool.
He doesn't want to get germs on it.
It is break time.
Is it break time?
Yes, sir.
Well, I guess we'll take a break and then we'll come back and we will discuss The Walking Dead.
Oh, boy.
And we're back.
I like breaks. I like breaks.
I like coming back.
Oh.
Lord have mercy.
Walking fucking dead.
It is walking dead time. Last Sunday was the season 2
7
premiere
million of us bastards sat around.
Of the new episode of The Walking Dead.
Well, let me interject something since you
7
said that,
7 million.
I'm not trying to take over the show. I just wanted to interject this because I did know that the reason The Walking Dead has been through so much hell and the reason it lost Frank Darabont was because they cut the budget on it by, like, 60% or something?
Yeah. Right.
So that more money could go to these other shows.
Did you notice? I was obvious to me that they they made massive cuts to the zombies.
Well,
man.
Mad Men needed the budget, and so did a couple other.
And they've been tanking.
Well, their biggest viewership to date was like what, 2.8 million?
Yeah.
And this show had 7 million viewers. That makes no sense. It's like being at Jukes again when he used to like cut my show to play a show that would get like 4 listeners comparatively, and Nightwatch was bringing like all these people.
Right.
Made a lot of sense, didn't it?
Yeah.
Turd head.
Well, that's because they can sell more advertising time on.
Well, that means
shows.
They can just cut it again and pump it into some artsy fartsy
shit the fact
nobody
that
watches.
They made a 90-minute premiere that was really only 58 minutes. The actual screener was 58 minutes long, and they stuck over 30 minutes of commercials in our butts.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they do. They
jerks
cut down the budget to where they're spending less on the episode, but they're still charging the advertisers the same amount of money and reaping all the benefits.
I was ready to shit can the whole thing, man. I was disgusted with that first, I don't know, what was it, 10 minutes or whatever. I was just shaking my head, and then it started turning around. We were talking earlier about it, the whole church deal, the religious aspect of it.
They had to cater to the Christian audience because of the people complaining.
Why do you gotta,
I think they did it to a certain point to probably appease that. But in the same thing, I think they kind of took liberties with it, too, because those characters have never acted like that towards those zombies before.
Well, then I think they kind of did it and then thumbed them when they blew the little kid away.
Well, I think what happened was is they did the church scene, but then they did the whole
they
killing.
They set it up.
Because they could have walked into the church, all prayed, hung out, did their shit, and then left. Nothing could have happened.
Yeah.
But just by them putting the zombies in the church,
they were making a statement right there.
They were saying, "All right, well, here's your thing, but we're going to take it back. We're still going to claim it."
They should have had a church full of zombie sheep.
But how many times
we were Rickrolled?
Or actually, I think probably what they were saying is everybody who goes to church are a bunch of zombies because there were zombies in the church. And that one just kind of stood up and turned around, and that's when they all start. Because that cop hit that one zombie in the head, like, what, 12 times I counted, something like that? And then not to mention they brained the other two.
You know,
right,
he wanted to say stuff like, "Dirty dog dick!" But he couldn't.
He was in a church.
But, I mean, you know, I mean, that's pretty, I think that's probably what they were going with. There's like, "Oh, well, you guys want to bag about a church? Well, here, you're all a bunch of fucking zombies anyway, so."
Yep.
Here you go, assholes.
Here, have fun.
I think that was a little under jab to him.
I hope it was.
But, yeah, and then for one thing, fucking stop by a goddamn RV dealership and steal a fucking new RV that I don't have to sit and watch you fucking break down every fucking episode.
there's
got to be at least 2,000 fucking automobile dealerships in the fucking Atlanta area.
If they do that, they could just go to the airport and get a little private jet and zip around.
Go to the fucking heavy equipment fucking dealer and get a fucking dump truck with a big snow plow, and that way you can go down the fucking highway and push shit out of the way.
Hear, hear.
Go to a goddamn Walmart store and fill the back of the son of a bitch up with ammunition, water.
Hear, hear.
Why wouldn't you just camp out in the Walmart?
And then while you're there, get a fucking can opener and canned goods so you can fucking eat.
Hear, hear.
But there's water trucks scattered all over the country.
Drop the fucking blonde whiny bitch off with a fucking pistol.
Here, here.
And a bullet.
You know who would have been perfect in that role? Sherry Moon.
Ah, get out of here.
And the fucking the sheriff's deputies need to fucking kill the fucking nasty, skanky, disgusting brunette bitch and this dude broke back his mountain wife.
Come on.
She ain't nobody now.
She thought he was dead.
Oh. Yeah, she was getting ass plowed by his fucking buddy.
I thought you were dead. Make me feel good.
She thought he was dead all for about fucking 12 hours while he was fucking ass salmoning her.
Oh, Lord.
There was an epidemic.
But at least we have, well, we're still looking for one bastard kid. Now at least the other bastard kid got shot, so we don't have to worry about him.
It's going to happen this week.
He's going to be okay.
The cult. They knocked off one of them little brats. They're going to do it again this week.
So
he's going to end up being fine.
They got her in a live trap somewhere, letting zombies come in so they can off them off.
But
There's no justice. They're not going to do that.
I say just fucking...
Just, need to turn
just root for the fucking zombies.
You need to turn Martin loose on him.
Just root for the fucking zombies.
Get Martin in there and let him turn them into human centipedes. Then they can just eat each other.
You've got one track mind.
Eat them all.
He's got... You've ruined him, Griff. What'd you do?
Lick and suck on your finger.
It's terrible.
What was the fucking thought in the back of his head when he...
Sorry, guys. Sorry. No one heard that but us. Sorry.
Wow.
It just popped out.
I was very happy.
What did Martin's dad always say to him?
What you're crying. Your Martin daddy's...
Martin.
Your Martin daddy's willy harder.
Yeah, I didn't quite understand that whole deal at the first. I was like, did I just hear that?
I know. It was like that was the thing. And then you hear the baby crying. You're like, oh, dude, what is going on
it's
here?
Like, what am I getting ready to watch
but
here?
But again, man, they made him. I mean, you felt for the dude. He fucking can't even lay down and sleep. As soon as he fucking closes his eyes, man, that's what he hears.
That and the whole part where he's laying under his fucking mom stabs a fucking pillow.
Did you shit yourself again, Martin?
Am I going to have to take you back to the hospital?
God. And the whole fucking deal banging on the fucking ceiling.
And
then
midget,
the fucking...
midget cocksucker.
The fucking guy comes downstairs and then the mom blames him, saying that he's the one that was banging on the ceiling.
He wanted him to off them both.
God, sad. What a fucking just a bizarre array of fucking emotion.
I say we make a road trip, dude. We need to go to Dallas and meet Martin. Make it happen.
All right,
let's make it happen.
Be April.
I don't know why, but okay.
Cut.
I want to see what kind of fucked up fans he gets rolling up in there having him sign turds and shit.
Can you sign my butthole? I ain't watched that fun bitch in 3 weeks.
Martin, can you take your shirt off and show us your big giant belly?
Will you make daddy's willy hard?
they make him sign in his tidy whities.
Oh, fuck.
And the doctors.
Dude, I was waiting for him.
Yeah.
I was full on waiting for him to spin around and be big old shit.
The whole
thing
about it, the doctor where he's... Most people that suffer these kind of atrocities mutilate their genitalia, and then they pan over, and he's taking a piss, and it's just blood coming out.
That's
nice. And they never elaborate on it.
Yeah, just think.
It's just him grimacing while he's taking a leak. Oh.
Or what about the whole
scene?
Then
I guess when you're using sandpaper to whack off to fecal porn.
Talking about penises.
Fecal porn.
What was the whole deal?
You got music for fecal porn?
I don't, but I got the penis music.
What was the whole deal in the fucking car again where the fucking the dude smelling his fingers with fucking wet juice? Yeah. There's nothing better than the smell of good pussy. Yeah. I thought it was his fucking cum on his fingers for a second. I was like, is that son of a bitch jerking off in the front seat while the other dude's getting a head job in the back?
Yeah, it was rough.
I done seen Doom Generation once. I don't need to see that some bitch again. You can eat your own sticky and just call it a day for me.
The only thing
that
really got me on it was many things, but the whole where he'd just edit it out. You know, he'd have six of them in the back of his van, and then he'd just edit it to him with them laying there on the ground. I mean, the dude couldn't even walk up four steps without basically passing out. He had to have an inhaler, but he could, that little 4'5" midget could pack in fucking full body, that big giant skinhead by himself and not have a heart attack.
Right.
But it's all right.
It's just a movie. Beautiful movie.
It's just a movie.
Just the fact that it was in fucking black and white is brilliant.
They need to do. My daughter was telling me the other day she wished more movies were in black and white.
Oh, fuck, I love black and white. Black and white pictures, dude. Yeah. Just anything. Photography in black and white, movies in black and white.
Yeah, I've been tinkering around more with black and white photography. I like it.
That's why I'm all jacked up to see that movie with Max von Sydow.
Yeah.
Because it's black and white and it's supposed to have all kinds of
crazy. I'll have to check that out, too. What was the name of that?
I want to say it was Moon of the Wolf.
You see that, Todd?
I have not.
Cry of the Wolf or Moon of the Wolf?
I think it's called like Moon of the Wolf. It's a Ingmar Bergman film.
Okay, Hour of the Wolf?
Hour of the Wolf with Max von Sydow as the painter. He's fucking hallucinating. Fucking
I think that's
going
on
nuts.
Instant Watch on Netflix.
I think so.
That's weird, yeah. It's got to be strange.
That and I picked up Hess Franco's Count Dracula with Christopher Lee for $2. Brand new.
There you go. Hess Franco.
Like, I was like, wow, I got fucking $25 every other time I've seen
that sweet stash. Why do you think he didn't keep that stash? He looked pretty styling with it.
Supposedly in the Bram Stoker version, he had a mustache.
Yeah, he did. The closest actually, even though it's kind of far off still,
Vlad
was
the damned
Francis Ford Coppola kind of got it pretty right as far as the Dracula character himself.
Right.
Yeah, but he had the big waterhead.
Which was strange. He looked like a damn alien off of Mars Attacks. But
exactly. What was up with that big giant head?
He was a melon.
With his pompadourios. I don't even think we got questions from TC this week.
Uh-oh.
He's done shut it down.
Hey, guys, done scared
he's
TC.
He's like, I don't know what the fuck you guys got going on.
He's salmon fishing. He's like, fuck you guys.
It's like, I'm going to get me some steelheads.
He needs to send me some. I'm tired of it. I need some fucking salmon out here.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Tired of this funk packaged salmon bullshit I'm eating out here.
Fuck's sake.
Why do you keep doing it?
I can't help it.
Was that four-pound burger you ate at Big Mama's?
Shit.
My fried cinnamon roll is delicious, though.
Well, with your chocolate milk.
My chili omelet.
Your chili omelet. God damn.
Hey, if it makes you happy, right?
That's all that counts.
If it feels good.
Was it this Saturday, this coming? Not this.
This Saturday?
Not this coming Saturday, airing Saturday, but next Saturday. What is it, the 20th? Or the when's Trick or Treat playing at the Screen Lane?
No, it's the through the it's 28th through the 30th or 31st. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna take the girls down to go see that. Should be a good one.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'd like to see that on big screen.
It deserves to be seen on the big screen.
Hell yeah.
I want to know what in the fuck's with no trailers before movies now.
Dude, Are you kidding, man? When AMC, there's like 45 minutes.
Yeah, that even for a zombie, man, they didn't do it. Yeah. They didn't show a single
one. We went and seen Maniac. There was fucking Maximum Overdrive, fucking Evil Dead.
Phantasm.
Rubber. There was like four movies before Maniac. Heck, they didn't even have trailers.
And Blue Underground's got so much stuff coming out. Why wouldn't they want to promote the other stuff?
It's not their fault. It's whoever's programming the theater.
Oh, really?
But... yeah, they should have showed the fucking trailer for House by the Cemetery.
I'm ready for that to get another theatrical on that one. Shit. Yeah.
That's why you need to
I think there was enough people for this. They're going to bring another one in.
We ought to get a hold of Lustig and have him do one.
Yeah. Crazy
Todd,
Lustig, man.
Todd, get on the horn.
I'll call his ass up. But you know what they're doing? They're doing the New Beverly stuff out there, and they've got people from the cast. Bill's there. Sage will be there. You know, everybody will be hanging out there. They're doing that this weekend. Big celebration of Fulci.
Yeah, fuck, they got an extra print. I know they got one laying around they can send.
Here you go.
Here you go, camper.
I know I watched House by the Cemetery one night at one of the conventions we went to. But, of course, when you try to watch it at 2 o'clock in the fucking morning with no sleep, it kind of makes it unbearable.
Mommy.
Yeah.
Mommy.
Hear that about 60,000 fucking times. You want to stab somebody in the throat with a pin.
Mommy, where's the rubber bat, Mommy?
Dude, I can't help it. I still love that flick.
Oh, I like it, but it's just that fucking annoying little... I'd much rather have fucking Peter Bart.
Yeah, dude, to see that around. To see that as cleaned up as they did Zombie
I was thinking
Man,
about trying to get him for the
awesome.
Show. Who? For more horror than horror.
Who?
Peter Bart.
Can you find him?
Yeah.
God dang it, Todd.
I don't know if he's been in anything. He's only been in like 3 things.
You guys want him, I can bring
it
him on.
Fuck yeah. Like
what
will
we ask him?
Talk to him about the nipple chomp.
Fuck, that'd take all but 10 minutes.
Hey, it might take longer. That was a pretty excruciating nipple.
What did the cloth smell like, Peter?
By the way, it's not Peter Bart, it's Peter fucking Bart.
Okay.
Because he, stand Peter fucking Bart, is burial ground. That's the only reason you can buy that movie.
That should be my counter.
God, I agree with you, Griff. That's the grainiest damn... That is beyond a shadow of a doubt the worst Blu-ray I've ever seen.
I told you it was fucking grainy
as
shit.
Burial ground is?
Did you read about it?
Dude, it looks like...
See, now... Okay, now that goes back to my question on... How are they making zombie look this
well,
good?
Well, here's the thing. This movie, the grain was not... It's not film grain. It's actually, like, the film grain you'll see in Zombie is real film grain. Like, when you watch a Blu-ray, you see a lot of film grain. But this was actually because of something to do with the transfer. They were using a system that added digital grain to it as it was doing it. And that's why Shriek Show, you know, Burial Ground is just nasty.
Dude, it looks like somebody fucking had, like, the lens.
Yeah.
And laid a layer of fucking sand on it.
Well,
and then
how can
it
be
that.
Like that? Because the VHS version I've got isn't that bad.
Because they had to remaster it in order to make it fit the 1080p. It's got to be digitized again. It's got to be cleaned up a second time.
So the more they cleaned it up, the
well, they took
it
from the original negative, but the processing of the system right. added all this grain because they had the settings wrong. They probably had the damn gain up too high on the video end. Causing a bunch of grain.
Yeah, it was
douches.
And I thought it would when I watched it. I put it on my laptop, and I thought, well, maybe since it's just a small screen and I'm up close, I figured maybe it might take it out a little bit when I watched it. And it takes it out somewhat if you put it on a bigger screen and sit farther back. But if you're right up on it, goddamn it, oof, it's rough.
Forget about it.
Like I said, the DVD copy is three times better.
And it's hard for me to say that because I really wanted to love this. You guys knew I did. I mean, every week I was like, I don't care. I want it. But then I was like, dude, you sons of bitches butchered a good movie here.
What happened?
What the hell did you do that for? Hey, speaking of butchers, did you ever watch your copy of The Beyond on Blu-ray?
No, I haven't got around to it yet.
Damn, dude. If you don't hurry up, they're going to close the deal for good. And you're not going to be able to get the good version if it's messed up.
Come on, Griff.
They're taking a few more at Arrow right now. If it's messed up, they'll go ahead and exchange it. But you better get on it. I got mine finally, and
he's not
going
to buy it. He's got the hookup. He's waiting for him to send him in the box.
No, he's already got it. He already bought it.
Yeah, I already got it.
I
bought it at
Fuck,
the...
It's in a stack.
So. I bought it from Diabolik.
Diabolik.
I need to hurry up and get...
Have you checked with Diabolik? Dude, I think they've already got Zombie available to buy.
Yeah, it's been on there for 2 weeks.
I think House by the Cemetery is on there, too.
It probably is. Yep.
What about fucking Ticks?
I should have had it by now. I don't know what they're doing. I'm going to write to the guy and say, where's my Ticks, bitch? Been waiting. I'm patient, but I'm not that patient.
I think Mother's Day is supposed to come out this Tuesday, too, but
yeah,
fuck, well, who knows about
yeah,
that, son bitch.
I'll hold my breath for that fucking thing.
Yeah, I've kind of lost my cool with waiting on Troma to do these things. It's kind of ridiculous.
You want to talk about fucking Troma? Dude, I got Bigfoot. From Troma. Dude, it's the biggest fucking turd. Dude, I shit you not. I don't know who in the fuck filmed it or how they decided to film it. But it looks like when there's like acting with people, it's like shot on digital. But then when they show you the Bigfoot monster, it switches over and looks like it was shot on video.
Weird.
I mean...
Well, with the video editing software they have now... How hard would it be to shoot a black and white movie?
It's not hard.
Well, you could shoot a movie in color.
I'm ready to do it, man.
You could shoot a full plunge and do it. You could shoot a full movie in color, and then when you go back and make it into a different file, you can copy it into a black and
white
format.
The HD Canon that I've got that I've been using, it shoots in 24p.
Right.
It shoots in frame accurate ratios you can choose, and you can actually choose to kill the color. Because if you shoot it in color, the problem then becomes you're not getting a true monochrome black and white signal. Right. But this actually does that.
That's the way that that human centipede looked to me is he filmed it to be black and white. Just the contrast he was getting.
Well, look at the mist. It was also shot in color, but you couldn't tell because they did such a good job on the transfer.
Right.
I thought The Mist was fantastic. I don't know about you guys.
I liked The Mist.
Yeah, I did. I got a kick out of it.
That fucking ending was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, even Stephen King was like, I didn't write that ending, but it kicked my ass.
Yeah, that was a great, great, big old crazy monster movie.
Last one of those we've had in a while.
Right.
Thanks to Griff, I got some cool Ultraman beating the shit out of monsters action.
You like that?
Yeah, dude. Any more of that you can send to me, go for it. I need all that stuff. I got a lot of it that I bought.
What did I can't remember what I sent you.
It was the one with all the, it was a big old, pretty much big old battle, the whole movie.
That's right.
Yeah.
They were all like Pokemons. They had the, there was like a battle royal where like one would pop up.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was the, where all of the Ultramen were on the planet and they all got frozen.
Yeah.
Okay. You seen that?
You got that Tatoshki Yoke Wars, didn't you?
Oh, that's great.
Yoke Wars is fucking awesome.
The new one that he did?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
That's really unbelievable.
Dude, you can buy that at Hastings. Like yeah, I bought three discs.
I got it for like $2.
Yeah, it's usually used up there all the time.
Yeah, I picked it up for next to nothing.
I did pick up.
And the original. You can get that original for
$5. I've got all three of them. All three of the original
ones. Yeah, they're all glass,
man. I did get a copy of Wrong Turn 4.
Oh, you already got it?
Well, yeah, I got a copy of it.
Unofficially.
I got it on my iPod, and then I got it on my computer, but I haven't.
What is have you found anything on that Madison County?
Mm-mm. I'm looking for Madison County, and then I'm also trying to find something on Inbred.
Inbred and the
Madison County one,
the Spanish one,
the pack.
That looks pretty good.
Well, that looks crazy. That's coming out legitimately pretty quick.
Yeah, that looks. Is that Magnet going to put that out?
I think so. Yeah. You got to draw butts to the seats,
dude,
man. If you did
something.
Cannibal Holocaust, you'd fill the joint because it's such a notorious film and no one's seen it but us. You know, us diehards. Everyone knows the title, but no one's seen the damn thing. You get something like that, or Cannibal Ferox, you get something like that, you can get some people in. But as far as underground stuff, I'm with you. I love Terror Trap, but good luck trying to get people to come and see it. No one knows what it is.
No, we went that one night and they were showing Zombie and Corpse Grinders and that some bitch was packed.
Well, of course, because, well, there's a title, Corpse Grinders and Zombie. Everyone knows Zombie. Hell, I went and saw Zombie with Eternal Evil of Asia and the damn thing, you couldn't even park. It was great. But keep in mind.
I don't know, man. I don't care what they play it with. Just to see Texas Chainsaw in the drive-in.
I agree, yeah.
Unreal. I never got to see it there and that would be...
But I have to say, this is just my own personal opinion. I mean, they can do whatever they want. But I think, and I'm not going to say anything, but you know what I was talking about what we were talking about earlier. If they decide to do that, I don't think it's going to go over as well.
Yeah.
So I think they just better, you know, look at the whole deal before. Movie-wise, I mean.
Maybe in another year or two, you know, if it stays growing like it.
If they take
some of that money they made and try and make it a little bit bigger every time.
That's what I mean. The second one's going to have to be a little bit bigger than the first one.
If you do it big enough where you're justified.
You know. But I think it's too early too soon.
Don't mix it up. If you got something that's working, just...
No, well, that's... Yeah, but you'll understand when I talk to you off the show.
I think we should have a blood dunk tank.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Hey, dude, we can make these hearts.
We could have it.
Throw bloody body parts at it.
Dip the griff.
Oh, shit.
He could have a little mermaid tail flopping around.
Griff would be pissed. He'd take somebody out.
Rub my nipples on the glass.
Oath of the box.
Oath of the box.
Oath of the box.
Something in the box. There's Griff in the bunk.
No, that was a blast, man. Regardless of what happens, that was
a movie that they unreal. Could show that would be fucking awesome. Demons.
That's what I was saying. Bring in Jaretta. I just talked to her this week.
Show fucking Demons. Dude, that movie's bad as fuck.
Yeah.
It's never played in the theater here except for the old Empire briefly right before it shut down.
They could play fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Demons, and, you know, something else behind that. Fuck, that'd be...
Dead Alive.
Yeah, Dead Alive would be good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to see Dead Alive again.
Oh, yeah.
People love that shit.
Did
you get that on Blu-ray?
I did, but man, I'm kind of disappointed that they didn't give us any extras at all.
Yeah, that seems to be a lot of what's going on lately.
Beautiful print, though. God, it's gorgeous, but I was kind of just like, come on, guys. You know, they could have, like, put both versions of the movie, this version and the Brain Dead, you know, version from Europe, and they could have had a bunch of documentaries. I know they're out there because they're on the friggin' overseas releases of it. They've got all kinds of documentaries on it. I just think there's no love, man. No love. For that movie.
Well, like we've discussed before in the past, anybody that's fans of horror films are going to have multiple copies of a film anyway. I mean, you're going to track down the version that all the commentaries and shit like that. So it's not like it's not out there.
Yeah, that Texas 10, dude, with all the documentary and everything. That's a great one.
You guys are actually subdued somewhat tonight. I'm like sitting here looking at the time. It's time to wrap, and I'm going, wow, no one's yelled or killed each other or anything. What
We've actually had a lot of stuff to just talk about.
Human Centipede pretty much drained me pretty good.
That's what happens when you go and see two movies in one night and then come and do a show.
We've been sitting in theater since 6:30 this morning.
I've had a big Coke, a big Mountain Dew, and a box of Dots.
Well, wrap it up, bitches.
All right, thanks.
You can catch us on Facebook.
Toodaloo.
Catch us on Facebook.
Shomer Shabbos.
Catch us on Facebook. Go to the forums page. Kind of sound like Roseanne Barr.
Good night,
John. Really care for music, do you?